Welcome to the Smart Black Girl Podcast. Who am I? You know, just an average smart black girl. Hello and welcome back. I've missed my smarticle particles. You all have been running through my mind lately. You guys are here with me and we can chat about our random thoughts together. I'll share a train of thought that surprised me the other day. So here's a ticket. Get in, buckle up, and enjoy. How the hell did I get here? Let's talk about it. I just looked around at my life and realized that I'm exactly where I want to be. But I don't remember how I got here. How did I go from being an 8-year-old who wanted to get her ears pierced to becoming a 28-year-old wife, homeowner, college graduate, and business owner? I have realized over time that I do not give myself enough grace. I always forget to thank myself for what I have achieved. I forget to give myself credit, essentially. I mean, in the sense of taking a brush of fresh air. The way the air moves through your lungs, clearing out every little bit of debris. It is what it feels like being outside in nature, crisp air and damp leaves. It's almost like I never took a moment to let myself breathe. I'm always going on to the next thing to maintain my abilities, but to what expense? What am I sacrificing trying to move forward? Did I forget to see all the other dreams that I had? Like when I was a 12-year-old girl who loved to read. I now have small bookshelves covered in books that I love, but sometimes I'm too engrossed looking at my dream of having a library the size of a bedroom to even notice them. Does that make my bookshelves any less significant or enjoyable? Who I am now loves my books, but I never have time to read them. I'm too busy forgetting to breathe and trying to maintain my appearance. Still, what skill is it that I'm maintaining? Is it the abilities that society deems necessary and acceptable? Am I sacrificing who I am for who I'm told to be? If I was told to get good grades, I got them. If I was told to go to college, I did. Finally, when I'm told what is appropriate for me as a black woman, I abide. My degree, my house, my job are all things that I was told I needed. Of course, I know I need a house, but why is this the path that I was told to take? Couldn't there have been a path that I wrote instead? The one covered in autumn leaves dampened by the stormy rain. And there I lay in my warm bubble with candles, blankets, a cup of tea, and of course a nice book. The path to myself and my safe space. See, it brings me right back. Although I don't allow myself to breathe often, I do frequently visit my autumn road. It is where I find my mental peace. I ask that you become aware of your life and surroundings, but also create a mental space where even when you are so busy that your head is spinning, there's a place that you can go no matter where you are. A place safe from the expectations of society. A place that you design. Tell me what your safe space looks like. I would love to hear it. I know I've been away for a while, but I've missed you all dearly. A small announcement, my website is temporarily down, but a thumbs up would be nice. You can also comment on my YouTube channel that goes by the same name as this podcast, The Smart Black Girl Podcast. Hope to hear from you soon, my lovely smarticle particles. Bye.